Hello and welcome to your GCSE Combined Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're covering one of the most fascinating topics in the whole specification, light and the electromagnetic spectrum. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need, so let's dive in. First, let's talk about what electromagnetic waves actually are. An electromagnetic wave is a transverse wave that transfers energy from one place to another, and crucially, it doesn't need a medium to travel through. That means electromagnetic waves can travel through a vacuum, like the emptiness of space. This is why we can see light from the sun, even though there's nothing between us and it. Now, all electromagnetic waves share two key properties. First, they all travel at the same speed in a vacuum, 3 × 10⁸ meters per second. That's 300 million meters every single second. We write this as C equals 3.0 × 10⁸ meters per second. Second, they are all transverse waves, meaning the vibrations are perpendicular at right angles to the direction of travel. The electromagnetic spectrum is the full range of all electromagnetic waves, arranged in order of their wavelength or frequency. From longest wavelength to shortest, the order is radio waves, microwaves, infrared, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, and gamma rays. A brilliant mnemonic to remember this is "Raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns." Say it with me. Raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns. Radio, micro, infrared, visible, ultraviolet, X-ray, gamma. Perfect. Now, as you move from radio waves to gamma rays, the wavelength gets shorter and the frequency gets higher. And here's the key relationship. Higher frequency means higher energy. Gamma rays carry the most energy, which is why they are the most dangerous to living tissue. Radio waves carry the least energy, which is why they're safe to use for broadcasting. Each type of wave has specific uses. Radio waves are used for broadcasting, television, radio, and mobile phone signals. Microwaves are used for cooking food and for satellite communications. Infrared waves are used in thermal imaging cameras, remote controls, and optical fibers. Visible light, the only part of the spectrum our eyes can detect, is used for seeing, photography, and fiber optic communications. Ultraviolet is used in sunbeds and for sterilising medical equipment. X-rays are used in medical imaging and security scanners at airports. And gamma rays are used in cancer treatment and for sterilising food and medical equipment. Now, let's look at the core practical, investigating the refraction of light through a rectangular glass block. This is a required practical, and examiners love to ask about it, so pay close attention. Refraction is the change in direction of a wave when it passes from one medium to another. It happens because the speed of the wave changes. When light travels from air into glass, it slows down. When it slows down and hits the boundary at an angle, it bends towards the normal. When it leaves the glass and speeds up again, it bends away from the normal. The normal is an imaginary line drawn at 90 degrees, perpendicular to the surface of the glass at the point where the light ray meets it. This is absolutely crucial. All angles in refraction are measured from the normal, not from the surface. This is one of the most common mistakes candidates make in the exam, and it costs marks every single time. Let me walk you through the practical method. You place a rectangular glass block on a piece of paper and trace around it with a sharp pencil. You shine a ray of light at the block using a ray box. You mark two dots on the incident ray, the ray coming in, and two dots on the emergent ray, the ray coming out the other side. Then you remove the glass block and join up the dots to trace the complete path of the ray, including the section inside the block. You then draw the normal at the point of incidence, that's where the ray enters the block, and measure the angle of incidence, which is the angle between the incident ray and the normal. You also measure the angle of refraction, which is the angle between the refracted ray inside the block and the normal. Here's something really important to notice. The emergent ray, the one that comes out the other side of the block, is parallel to the incident ray, but it has been displaced sideways. This is called lateral displacement. The light has shifted across, but it's travelling in the same direction as it was originally. Examiners will credit you for stating this clearly. Now, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost, so listen carefully. The most common command words you'll see on this topic are describe, explain, and calculate. When a question says describe, you need to say what happens. Use correct scientific terms, but you don't need to explain why. When it says explain, you must say why something happens. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, the light bends towards the normal because it slows down when it enters the denser medium. That because is doing a lot of work for you. For calculate questions, always show you're working. Write down the formula first, substitute in the values, and include units in your final answer. Examiners award marks for each correct step, so even if you make an arithmetic error, you can still pick up marks for the correct method. Now, let me share the most common mistakes I see candidates make on this topic and how to avoid them. Mistake number one, measuring angles from the surface instead of the normal. Always, always measure from the normal. The normal is perpendicular to the surface. If you measure from the surface, you'll get the wrong angle and lose marks. Mistake number two, not drawing the normal line at all in a ray diagram. The normal must be drawn as a dashed line at 90 degrees to the surface. If it's missing from your diagram, you cannot correctly label the angles and you'll lose marks. Mistake number three, using a thick pencil or freehand lines in ray diagrams. Use a sharp pencil and a ruler for every line. Thick lines mean inaccurate angle measurements and examiners will penalise sloppy diagrams. Mistake number four, confusing the order of the electromagnetic spectrum. Remember, raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns. Radio, micro, infrared, visible, ultraviolet, X-ray, gamma. Mistake number five, forgetting that the emergent ray is parallel to the incident ray. This is a key marking point that candidates frequently miss. State it explicitly. The emergent ray is parallel to the incident ray, but laterally displaced. Right, time for your quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a short pause to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the speed of all electromagnetic waves in a vacuum? 3 times 10 to the 8 meters per second, or 300 million meters per second. Question two. Name the 7 types of electromagnetic wave in order from longest to shortest wavelength. Radio waves, microwaves, infrared, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, gamma rays. Question 3. What happens to the direction of a light ray when it enters a glass block from air? It bends towards the normal because it slows down when it enters. Question 4. What is the name for the imaginary line drawn perpendicular to the surface at the point of incidence? The normal. Question 5. What is the wave equation? Wave speed equals frequency times wavelength. V equals F times lambda. Question 6. What do we call the sideways shift of the emergent ray compared to the incident ray? Lateral displacement. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points to take away from today's episode. 1. All electromagnetic waves are transverse waves that travel at 3 times 10 to the 8 meters per second in a vacuum. 2. The electromagnetic spectrum runs from radio waves to gamma waves. Remember, raging Martians invaded Venus using X-ray guns. 3. Refraction is the change in direction of a wave when it crosses a boundary between two media, caused by a change in speed. 4. When light enters a denser medium like glass, it slows down and bends towards the normal. When it exits, it speeds up and bends away from the normal. 5. The emergent ray is parallel to the incident ray, but laterally displaced. 6. Always measure angles from the normal, not the surface. 7. The wave equation is V equals F times lambda. Know how to rearrange it and use it with correct units. That's it for today's episode. You covered the full electromagnetic spectrum, refraction, the required practical, and all the key exam technique you need. If you revise these points, draw out that ray diagram from memory, and practice a few calculation questions, you will be in great shape for the exam. Good luck. You've got this. See you next time.